When he was in middle school, Knowledge King didn't know if college was for him.
And then high school, I really was sure that I wanted to go to school because I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
What is that?
Psychology.
Now he's 20 and in his second year at Ivy Tech Community College. That makes him an exception to most of his friends from his neighborhood growing up.
They could have made a different decision, and I understand why they didn't. If you grow up with nothing, you want something, you know?
King says, unfortunately, that something often comes from things like robberies or selling drugs. For young black men, including King, whose endgame is making money, investing in education is not a no-brainer.
Because there's a lot of people that got college degrees that don't have a job.
That's why King and other community college students take a strategic approach, study something that could yield a career, and take at least some business classes. Chris Cathcart understands how hard it is to get black students through the door at Ivy Tech. He's the vice chancellor of student affairs there. He says a lot of his black students didn't want to go there.
It's kind of like this perception that if I go to Ivy Tech, I'm somehow less than. And not understanding that going to Ivy Tech can solve so many problems. Like, you can still go to IU, you can still go to Purdue, but you come here first and you've reduced the amount of debt you have to pay back in the long run.
Cathcart says that lack of long-term thinking is why lots of students drop out. And with the job market improving, many students would rather solve their immediate financial problems by working. Enrollment at Ivy Tech is down, especially for students of color.
Stay a year, just a year, and I could probably double your income.
That's where the African American Male Initiative comes in. The college's mentoring program has been at the school for about 4 years. As one of the mentors, Cathcart starts by taking students to financial aid.
Because if they're eligible for work study, then they can get a job here on campus. And if they're here on campus, they're more engaged with us as a community. And if they're more engaged with us as a community, they're more likely to continue and do well.
He requires weekly meetings with all his students. They go to lunches together, events. It's a very personal relationship.
That feeling of connectedness, that stickiness, that they feel that somebody is concerned about them. And that's what makes them say, you know what, this is hard, but I'm going to stay.
He says historically in the African American community, people look to their elders for accountability. But that doesn't mean the mentorship role comes naturally to him. Knowledge King happens to be the student president of the initiative. Overall, has college been what he expected?
It's greater. I wasn't expecting to walk in here and see so many successful black people.
He says just seeing Cathcart as vice chancellor was a big part of why he became more engaged in school. But he says the model of mentorship within the greater black community has a lot of problems.
I grew up hearing, you're young and dumb, you don't know nothing. When you tell me that, I don't want to hear nothing else you got to say. You know, I mean, and I'm not the only one that feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a disconnection. So even if we do have good role models, their challenge is how do we reach the youth?
King admits the problem goes both ways, says his generation are a bunch of knuckleheads.
Think we know everything, we don't want to listen.
But now, Knowledge King wants to help bridge that gap of communication by paying forward his mentorship to the next generation of young black men.
Like, I'm an inspiration to people. Like, they get around me and be like, wow, like, you doing all these things, you know, and it makes them want to do something.
For now, Ivy Tech's mentorship program is small. Struggling to attain resources and additional members, it's very word of mouth. But Cathcart and the rest of the mentors aren't too focused on growth, rather strengthening the relationships that seem to be making a difference. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Alvino.